everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you want to have better English? Then you came to the right place. My name is Anna, and we have a great show for you today. Our topic today is Around Town. The title for our lesson is Taylor's New Library Card. Taylor's New Library Card. Peter, does your library have any special activities?
Well, when I was a kid, a librarian would read a book aloud to kids. It's really fun. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Well, today is the second day of our library lesson. Yesterday, we learned about borrowing books. But there's so much more you can do at the library. That's what we are going to talk about today. But first, it's time to read it with Peter.
Libraries provide many great services. They have classes for kids and adults. People can find all kinds of interesting information. They can even request books and DVDs in other languages. Alex requested a Chinese novel. Taylor wants to borrow a French movie. They can watch the film together after work in the office.
Wow, a library is such an interesting place. You can do so many things there. They have a lot of services.
That's right, and we'll talk about it today. But first, let's learn our keywords with Christina.
今天的主题是图书馆。现在的图书馆都会提供很多不同的服务。动词提供就是 provide. Libraries provide many great services.现在的图书馆不但会开课，大家还可以去找很多很有意思的资料。名词资料或资讯就是 information. People can find interesting information there. 如果你想看的书或者是 CD 这家图书馆没有，你甚至可以向服务台提出需求，请他们去采购、收藏或者是去别的馆调过来。这个提出需求的申请叫做 request.You can even request books or CDs. Alex 就去申请了一本中文的小说。小说是 novel. Alex requested a Chinese novel. Taylor 想借一部法国影片。影片或是电影就是 film. She can watch the film after work.
You can find interesting information in the library.But libraries in America have a lot of great services, too.
What do you mean?
Many libraries provide classes.
What kind of classes?
There are language classes, computer classes, and many more.
Wow! Maybe I can take a class here.
Sure. We can ask the librarian for a list of classes.
Libraries are fun, but they're also helpful. You can find a lot of information.
If you are looking for information or want to learn something new, you can go to the library.
Rob tells us about the library's services. He says libraries in America do a lot of things to help people.
For example, Rob says that many libraries provide classes.Friends, I know this is a difficult sentence, so let's practice more with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Get ready for today's grammar point. It's an exciting one. Many noun provide noun. For example, many pools provide swimming lessons, or many schools provide after-school programs. You can do this.So don't be afraid to use it.
Yes, many libraries provide classes. They have classes for people who are interested in learning. Language classes, computer classes, and many more.
Many more. Well, Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase.
图书馆还提供各种课程。There are language classes, computer classes, and many more. 有语言课、电脑课和很多其他的。我们要学习的是句尾的 and many more。当我们要描述有哪些东西的时候，通常可以在结尾的地方加上 and many more， 表示还有很多其他的。一时之间也讲不完。举例，如果有人问你去过哪些国家，你可以回答 I've been to Italy, France, China, and many more。或者他的工作室里有很多种乐器 ，There are guitars, keyboards, drums, and many more。句尾加上 and many more， 是不是很好用呢？
Peter, did you ever join an activity at the library before?
Well, sure. I wanted to learn about something, and they had a class about it at the library.
Well, did it cost any money?
It didn't cost much money. What about you, Anna?
Well, I've been to some classes at the library.When I was a child, I took some reading classes. I also joined some high school book clubs. Many people read the same book, and then we talked about it.
Wow, that sounds interesting, I guess. How do you know about the book club, Anna?
Well, I saw a sign in the library, so I asked a librarian more about it.
Well, that's a great idea.There are so many things to learn at the library. Well, friends, I hope you're learning a lot about the library, too. Let's go to Conversation B to learn about Taylor and Rob and what they're doing there.
Guess what, Rob? I finished Isaac's Choice today.
Congratulations!
Did you borrow the book from the library?
Yes. Alex and I went to the library. I borrowed it yesterday. I also borrowed a new movie.
That's great. Did Alex borrow anything?
No, but he did request a book.
What kind of book?
A new Chinese novel. He wants to read it.
Congratulations, Taylor! She finished her book. It feels really good to finish a book, doesn't it? You can feel proud about yourself, and you can feel happy if the book ends well.
And Taylor is happy. Rob congratulates her. Well, Rob has a copy of Isaac's Choice now, too. He will probably read it soon.Friends, did you hear how he got a copy of the book?
Rob and Alex went to the library. They went together yesterday. So, Rob borrowed the book yesterday. And that's today's
calendar phrase!
I borrowed it yesterday.
I borrowed it yesterday.
我昨天借的。
Where did you get that book?
I borrowed it yesterday.
Where did you get that DVD?
I borrowed it yesterday.
Where did you get that magazine?
I borrowed it yesterday.
Did you get them from the library?
No, I got them from your room.
Hey!
I borrowed it yesterday.
I borrowed it yesterday.
我昨天借的。
Rob borrowed Isaac's Choice yesterday. He also found a movie that looked interesting. So he borrowed that too.
I think Rob is excited. Well, Taylor asks Rob a question. She wants to know if Alex found anything he wanted to borrow.
I guess he didn't find anything he wanted to borrow, but he did request a book. What does that mean, Peter?
The word request means to ask for something. Rob asks the library for a certain book. That means they don't have the book right now, but the library can get the book soon.
Right, the library can borrow the book from another library. Or maybe they can buy it. Then Alex can borrow the book from his library. It's really convenient.
If your library doesn't have a book, you can request it. Next time you visit your library, you can ask the librarian about this. Does your library borrow books from other libraries? Can you request a certain book?
Alex requested a certain kind of book. He requested a novel. What's a novel, Peter?
A novel is a book, usually with not a true story, like Harry Potter or The Hunger Games.
That's right. So Alex is interested in a Chinese novel. Wow, this American library really has a lot of different kinds of books.
That's right. Well, friends, it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Well, welcome back to the show, friends. Do you like to read? Because today we are talking about the library. Peter, can you tell us what happened in conversations A and B?
Well, Rob tells Alex that the library has classes. Taylor finished her book on Isaac's choice, and Alex requested a Chinese novel.
Cool. So what's going to happen in conversation C? Taylor and Rob talk about movies. Let's go there now.
The library has books in Chinese?
Yes. They have books and DVDs in different languages.
Wow, cool. I love French movies. Maybe I can find one at our library.
Sure. Then we can plan a movie night with everyone after work.
Okay. Watching a film together will be fun.
Yes. Even if we don't speak French.
Taylor is surprised that the library has books in Chinese.
It is surprising. Well, friends, maybe your library has books in English. Of course, there are textbooks. Maybe they have some English storybooks and novels, too.
Reading storybooks and novels can be a fun way to learn English. Well, the library has books in different languages. But it also has movies in different languages. This is a very useful thing to say, in different languages. So let's have Christina tell us more about it.
图书馆里收藏了各国不同语言的书籍和 DVD. They have books and DVDs in different languages.讲到以某种语言进行某件事的时候，就要用到 in 这个介系词。我们来看几个例子。Please introduce yourself in English. 请用英语介绍自己。The movie is in Japanese. 这是一部日文的电影。I can say happy birthday in English, German, and Korean. 我可以用英文、德文和韩文说生日快乐。
Thanks, Christina. The library has books and movies in different languages. Taylor is really excited about this. She loves French movies. Anna, have you ever seen a movie in French before?
I did. I watched it for my class. The movie was really old and in black and white. But I haven't seen a new French movie. I want to. What about you, Peter?
Nah, I want to watch action movies, you know, with lots of fighting.
Well, what about you, friends? Have you seen a French movie? Or what about movies in other languages? I think you all have seen English movies before, right?
Well, Taylor is going to look for French films at the library. A film is another word for movie. Taylor likes French films.
Right. And Rob wants to watch a French film, too. He wants to plan a movie night with their friends. They can meet together after work and watch the movie. That's a great idea, Rob. Hey, Peter, do you like to have movie nights?
Yeah, they're lots of fun. You have a lot of friends over and watch a great movie.
I agree, Peter. Movie nights are really fun. Well, friends, it's time to review our keywords, so follow along.
Here's our first keyword today. Provide. Provide. Steve provided the food for the party.
Information. Information. Can you give me more information?
Request. Request. Peter requested a bigger office.
Novel. Novel. Katie reads 3 novels every month.
Film. Film. Which film are you watching? Okay, friends, those are all the keywords we have for you today. Make sure you practice them at home. And now it's time for us to look back at all the conversations we had today.
You can find interesting information in the library, but libraries in America have a lot of great services too.
What do you mean?
Many libraries provide classes.
What kind of classes?
There are language classes, computer classes, and many more.
Wow, maybe I can take a class here.
Sure, we can ask the librarian for a list of classes.
Guess what, Rob? I finished Isaac's Choice today.
Congratulations!
Did you borrow the book from the library?
Yes. Alex and I went to the library. I borrowed it yesterday. I also borrowed a new movie.
That's great. Did Alex borrow anything?
No. But he did request a book.
What kind of book?
A new Chinese novel. He wants to read it.
The library has books in Chinese?
Yes. They have books and DVDs in different languages.
Wow, cool. I love French movies. Maybe I can find one at our library.
Sure. Then we can plan a movie night with everyone after work.
Okay. Watching a film together will be fun.
Yes. Even if we don't speak French.
Hello, Ginger.
Not now, Monkey Man. I'm reading.
You're reading all of these books?
Well, I'm mostly looking at the pictures.
I see. So, did you borrow these books from the library?
Yes, and I borrowed some magazines, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I borrowed some DVDs, too.
You did?
Yeah, the librarians are very helpful and friendly.
Yes, they are.
Oh, sorry, Monkey Man. I have to go now.
Go? Where are you going?
I'm going to class.
Class?
Yeah, the library provides many classes.
And you're taking a class?
No, I'm teaching a class.
What? You're teaching?
Yes, Monkey Business 101.
Hi, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. You know, I need something to read, but I'm not going to go to a bookstore. I'm going to the library. At the library, I can choose from lots of books. I can borrow some and take them home to read. And best of all, I don't have to pay anything. I can borrow all the books for free. But I do have to remember to take them back. Most libraries let you keep books for 2 or 3 weeks. Then you must return them. If you don't, then you have to pay. Most cities and towns have at least one library. Many people go to libraries to borrow books. But you can do a lot of other things at libraries. You can read magazines. Libraries get lots of magazines, so you can read many different ones. Libraries also have computers. You can use them to answer your email or go online. But there is a time limit. You can't use a library computer all day. Other people may be waiting to use it. You can also study or read at the library. It's a nice, quiet place. You can look for information too. If you can't find what you want, ask a librarian to help you. Librarians work at libraries and they can help you find almost anything. If you want to take library books home, you need a library card. You can get one for free. It doesn't cost any money. With your card, you can borrow books or movies or music. Then you can take them home and enjoy them. Hi everyone, I'm back from the library. Look at all the books I found. There were so many interesting books there. I want to read all of these. I can keep them for 3 weeks. Do you think I can read them all in 3 weeks? I hope so. So, I better get started.
Well, today we learned that the library is a wonderful place. It has books, magazines, and movies. And different languages, too. If you can't find the book you want, you can request it.
The library has many great services. There are different kinds of classes there that you can take.
It really has been a lot of fun learning with you about the library. Remember to practice your new words at home.
And find a friend to practice with. And next time you go to the library, you can use these key words. Well, we'll see you next time for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.